From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting on the eve of Donald Trump's first visit to the White House as president-elect. Thousands of people in several major U.S. cities are staging anti-Trump demonstrations Wednesday night. Protesters are blocking a highway in Los Angeles, and there are reports of several arrests in New York. Many of the protesters say they are upset because of racist and inflammatory statements Trump made during his presidential campaign. So far, no one from the Trump staff has publicly commented on the protests. But losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has told voters they owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead. President Barack Obama campaigned hard for Clinton's election and acknowledged on Wednesday that losing is tough. The president invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition of power.
So I have instructed my team to follow the example that President Bush's team set 8 years ago and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect. Because we are now all rooting for his success in uniting and leading the country.
There was varied reactions across America to Trump's unexpected win.
I'm sorry, Hillary. You were robbed. She was robbed. She would have been a great president.
I'm happy. My husband woke me up at 3 a.m. this morning. I was shocked, but happy, optimistic. I'm looking forward to a bright future.
Hundreds and hundreds of people have voted that have never voted before in their life came out for this election to speak. We've had enough.
Trump vowed to never forget the working class Americans who launched him to one of the biggest upset wins in American political history. And besides gaining the White House, Republicans will be keeping control of both houses of the Congress. Congressional Republicans pledged swift action Wednesday on President-elect Trump's agenda. This is VOA News. Besides, Chinese and Hong Kong shares rose on Thursday following Republican Donald Trump's victory in the presidential election.
And Trump, being a businessman, will actually promote pro-business legislation like cutting taxes and also spending heavily on infrastructure, like $1 trillion on infrastructure. So that will boost demand. And so business turned optimistic, I think. So that's why the stock market surge and Dow Jones actually is very near all-time record high. And that optimism carry over to Asia today, and Asian markets recover all the losses.
Stock analyst Francis Lun. Asia stock market stumbled shortly after Trump overtook Democrat Hillary Clinton in the vote count early on Wednesday morning. Ghana's Electoral Commission has qualified seven presidential candidates for the national election on December the 7th. The successful candidates, six representing political parties and one independent, took part in a drawing late Wednesday to determine their positions on the ballot. Despite some complaints about alleged bias by the Electoral Commission, a spokesman says there is very rather on course for next month's election. The United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and six world powers said Wednesday that Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. The heavier water could be used in the process of making material for warheads. It was the second such breach since implementation of the agreement that limits Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. The confidential International Atomic Energy Agency report was released by the press on Wednesday. Haiti has launched a massive cholera vaccination campaign in parts of the country devastated by Hurricane Matthew. The campaign is expected to be the world's largest, targeting 820,000 people. Haiti has battled a cholera outbreak since 2010, when the bacteria was imported into the country by a contingent of United Nations peacekeepers. And about 100 Kenyan soldiers who were serving in South Sudan returned home on Wednesday. They are the first group of Kenyan troops being withdrawn from South Sudan. The withdrawal comes in response to the UN firing of a Kenyan commander. A UN inquiry accused the commander of failing to protect civilians during the fighting in Juba last July. Some 300 people were killed in several days of fighting. For details on more news, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.